We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the WEEI studios, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. We're always live on the free Odyssey app.
Have they approached you about staying? It sounds like you want to. Have they approached you about staying?
No, we haven't talked about it. We haven't talked about it. And I respect that. And from my end, you know, it's the same thing. We understand where we at as an organization and, where I'm at contract-wise. You know, the for some reason, you know, there's a very calm sense of where I'm at. And I love what I'm doing right now. I enjoy everything that is going on with the Red Sox. But at the same time, man, like I said, at one point, I want to be there for my family. I'm 48. You know, I'm still young. But at the same time, they mean too much to me. And we're going to enjoy this one. We will. As a family, they're having a blast. And hopefully we can enjoy this all the way to the end of October.
Red Sox manager Alex Cora yesterday here on Jones and Mego with Arkin on WEEI. Yesterday was the final day of the Red Sox offseason. Today it matters, Mego. Tonight it matters. Red Sox get their season started in Seattle a little after 10 o'clock. You can catch that here on your flagship station for the Boston Red Sox, WEEI. We're going to start with Alex Cora and some of our takeaways from that interview yesterday. And our big question of the day up now at Jones and Mego, does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? It's something we asked about. It's something he didn't provide a ton of insight on, though we'll pick that answer apart. Sam Kennedy was on with Greg Hill earlier today. We can get to his answer. Again, not a ton of information there. And we'll do that coming up. But Mego, does Alex Cora, based on his track record here in Boston on the eve or early in the day of the Red Sox opener tonight, does he deserve a contract extension with the Red Sox?
No. And I say that not because I think Alex Cora is the problem with why the Red Sox have finished last back-to-back seasons, two of the last three seasons. I say that not saying that Alex Cora shouldn't be back, like shouldn't be the manager in the future, but as we stand here today, I don't think that there's a lot that you can look at in their recent performances and say, yeah, that's a guy who deserves the extension today.
Like, not great.
I hope that everything that he talked to us about yesterday and that he's talking to the Globe about and that he's talking to Mass Live about and that he's all over the place with this positivity and the vibes are immaculate and he's the slimmed down, ultra motivated Alex Cora who's also very much at peace with everything and looking at every fish in the aquarium out in Seattle. Like, I hope that stays through this season, and I really hope it stays past the trade deadline where the team seems to drop dead every summer.
Yeah.
Like, I really hope that. Again, I think that's something that Alex Cora can control. And so I hope that he's back here next year and for years forward because I do think he's a good manager and I do believe in his connection to the clubhouse overall. And I do think that he is one of the best parts of the overall franchise that's left. But how can you sit here today and say, yes, he deserves it today? No. No, I kind of think like maybe this is the right way to go about it. I know people hate a lame duck manager, lame duck coaching season. I'd also wonder if the question is, does he want the contract extension? That's a lot there to start off.
No,
with,
that's a fair question. Honestly, a lot of people sent me that on Twitter at JonesWEEI. You're asking the wrong question. Does Cora want a contract extension. So we can add that to the discussion. 617-779-7937. Does he deserve one? Does he even want one? If you want to attack it that way, you can have at it there. You can also vote, again, at Jones and Mego. Arcan, does he deserve a contract extension?
If ownership in the front office is being consistent, then yes, he does, because what's the plan this year? The plan is to build through the youth movement, right? Well, do you want the youth movement to have a bunch of different managers, or do you want some stability there? And they believe that Alex Cora is a good manager. They like him. They kept him around. They brought him back after all was said and done with that whole thing. After he got suspended, he was brought back in with open arms. And really, I mean, I hate the idea of a lame duck manager in a season where you're doing admittedly something that I don't like. I mean, I don't like that they're going with this youth movement and they're $40 million under the luxury tax. I mean, all that sucks, obviously. But if that's the plan, have a plan. Don't have a lame duck manager. Have a plan. He'll be the guy if that's what you want. And he'll take these kids into the next generation. And if you want to move on after that, you move on after that. But just to have him twisting in the wind like this is silly, I think. Especially if you're trying to forward face your fan base and tell them all, hey, yeah, we're really building something here. There's really something in the works. It's not there yet. We're not ready to spend yet, but we're building something. If you're building it, build it with the manager.
Yeah, so my answer is no, and it's exactly what Mego said. It's they haven't been good enough the last couple of years to turn around and reward him. And I would have walked away. I would have walked away 2 years ago. I would have walked away after last season. They haven't done that. But I'm definitely not extending him. And it's an interesting question Mego brings up. Is he the one saying no? Is he the one declining it? They want him. They know he's popular. They want to keep him. And he doesn't want to do it. It's an interesting question, and I think there's some merit to it. You also referenced Mego. He talked to the Globe today. He says, you never want to get somebody fired, right, about Chaim Bloom. He says, that was hard. People can say whatever they want about our relationship. I had a good relationship with Chaim. Professionally, we respected each other. His firing kind of hit me in a sense, and I had to challenge myself because the one thing that I hate to do is lose. I hate it. I hate it. And we finished last the last 2 years. So I don't buy that they had a good working relationship, and he was like, whoa, they fired Chaim Bloom, that stinks. Like, that was a push and pull all last year. I don't necessarily buy that. We can circle back to your guys' answer on that, but real quick, he adds, are you a difference maker or not? That's for people to form their own opinion. I know what I can do, but it was hard to see the team fall apart towards the end. I challenged the coaching staff. I challenged myself to be better, and hopefully we're in a better place. This is ultimately my answer on why I would have walked away a couple of years ago from Cora, and last year from Cora. He's not a difference maker. They won the World Series when they had the highest payroll and the most talented team in baseball. And so, great, he managed that team. When they've had a crappy roster the last couple of years, he's managed that to a last-place team. All of that tells me the manager doesn't make much of a difference. It's all about ownership and their investment. And so, to me, no, I'm not extending him for his exact answer. Is he a difference maker? I'm sorry, I don't think he is. I know a lot of people around here think he is, and he's special, and teams will be lining up for him elsewhere in baseball. They better have high payrolls and deep and talented rosters, because if not, he won't make a difference. We've learned that.
I get what you're saying. I also think that that works in the other way, though, that the reason that they finished in last place over the last two seasons is not because Alex Cora has sucked at his job. Like, I think he could have done better. I absolutely think he could have handled some of the stuff immediately post-trade deadline better. But it's last year, a lot of it had to do with the rotation falling apart. And it seems to be set up to be the same way this year. I think it's interesting hearing him talk about Chaim Bloom, because then I think Arcan makes an excellent point about, okay, the goal this year,
right, what's the plan?
Seems to be this youth movement and the development of this young roster. But even if ownership is putting out there this messaging that that's the goal, like, even if Alex Cora gets it to a certain point with these guys individually, that might not save him. Chaim Bloom was mostly just trying to execute ownership's vision of being cheap and saving money and not going up against the tax threshold, and they still fired him. Like, it might just be a lose-lose situation, which is why I look at it and I go, for Alex Cora, he may just be thinking, I'm at peace here because I know my reputation is still intact elsewhere, that people will look at this situation from the outside and be like, well, that's a team that's not spending money right now, so I'll go elsewhere and I'll still be fine.
Yeah, no, so to me, I also want to know what the relationship is like between Breslow and Cora, and, like, let's see how that plays out. Let's see how aligned they are. And you can get to the end of this deal and Breslow can pick a guy. In theory, I mean, I think ownership will probably pick it. Like, they probably pick Breslow.
But in theory, that'd be the way to play it out, which is another reason I wouldn't extend him. But you can vote. Does Alex Cora deserve a contract extension? 617-779-7937. He confirmed yesterday, still no talks and no extension in place. He says he's at peace with it, maybe because he's the one saying no in the first place.
Another thing you just sort of reminded me of right there with that is that Alex Cora was in place during the GM search.
Yep.
You know, like that was that he was there, and that was in many ways people thought like a roadblock, right? Well, the new guy's going to want to come in and pick his own person, and you're only going to keep him here for a year after you picked him in the GM rate. Like that makes no sense either. Commit to him. If you're going to do it, commit to him. You made a big show about it when you were bringing in a new chief baseball officer. So now what? You're just going to let him go after a year? That's ridiculous.
It seems like it would be odd, but the Red Sox have done weirder stuff in the past. That's for sure. Speaking of the front office, or excuse me, above the front office, ownership, your team president, Sam Kennedy, was on this morning with the Greg Hill Show. What's his perspective on Alex Cora and his future in Boston?
I would start because we were just talking about it with Alex Cora, who was on this radio station yesterday afternoon. And I know that he's heading into his last season contract-wise. He mentioned that there hasn't been much in the way of discussion. Is that something that you guys will address during the season? A little update, if you could, on the manager.
Yeah, well, we're excited how Alex has come into camp. Incredibly positive, energetic. I don't think he's ever been more fired up for a season. But we're definitely not going to address his situation publicly. He and Brez will handle those discussions at the appropriate time. But really looking forward to getting going here.
Okay, he and Brez will handle it. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath on any updates there.
But damn, is he ripped right now.
It's like Arcan talking about Mr. Who.
Yeah.
So that was Sam Kennedy this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of it, Odyssey app, you can use the rewind feature. Go back and listen to it there. Meanwhile, let me add another question. With the Red Sox opening tonight at 10 o'clock in Seattle, this will really tell you a lot about the state of baseball, the state of this team in this city right now. How many innings do you plan on watching tonight? Are you watching the whole game? Let me start there. Are you going to watch the whole game tonight in Seattle? You're staying up all nine innings until 1 o'clock in the morning watching this dumb team.
I know it's going to be on in my home all night. So I feel like I will probably make it to the seventh and then fall asleep. Like I stay up? I'll have the intention to stay up. But at some point past midnight, like I may very well just
you're
like
a question. How attentive will you be?
Yeah, you're like a kid waiting up for Santa Claus. You're going to try to do it, but we'll see if you actually make it.
Going to catch him this time.
So I have no intention of watching the entire game. I hopefully I make it until first pitch. And by the time I make it to first pitch,
hopefully you'll make it till 10 o'clock.
Hopefully I make it until first
pitch.
Are
you 80 years old?
I don't know. What's going on in the NCAA games? Maybe I make it there. Maybe I don't. What's going on in the college games? Like, I prioritize the college games over it. Let's see what the Celtics are doing against the Hawks. How many innings are you watching tonight, Arcan? How far into this are you going to make it?
I'm probably falling asleep before we finish the third inning. I'm being realistic here because I'm going to be watching the Celtics. I'm going to be watching the tournament. Eventually, you know, I'm going to be drinking a beer or two, and I'm going to pass out on the couch. I know it's going to happen.
Right out,
third inning. I'm hoping to get to the third inning, but I think that's even probably pretty doable.
What time do you guys usually go to bed?
When do I go to bed, or when do I pass out on the couch? Yeah. Two different questions.
When does your body go to sleep?
Typically late. I mean, I'm used to working late for a long time, so typically late. I'll be up late enough. Am I going to watch college basketball over it? I might. Let's put this out there. Where should we set the line for our listeners? Three and a half innings? Are you going to watch more than the first three innings of the game? Three and a third?
I feel like this is the equivalent of you taking your six-year-old to Fenway. Like, how many innings is he going to make it?
Yeah, Lucas made it three innings when he went to a baseball game last summer.
Who goes longer, watching it or Brian Baio?
It's a good question. How far does Brian Baio make it? Separate question.
Does Baio get pulled before I pass out?
Here's what I want to know. 617-779-7937. These are ostensibly, we have Red Sox fans here on the Red Sox flagship station, WEEI. Three and a half innings tonight with first pitch in Seattle. Will you make it over under three and a half innings tonight? You can weigh in on that along with our big question of the day on Alex Cora. Does he deserve a contract extension? That's 617-779-7937. We'll get to your feedback on that. We'll also get to another big picture question with the Red Sox. Who's the face of this franchise? Who's the face of this team right now? And I will take any and all answers on this because I don't think there's a good one. We'll get to it right after Trending with Arcan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.